CliffCentral.com. Welcome to In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is CliffCentral.com. I love saying that in my best James Earl Jones voice. He got $1 million for that on CNN, can you believe it? And here I am with a bottle of water in the studio. Gosh. But that doesn't matter. What really matters is why this program exists on this magnificent podcast platform, and that's because Gareth Cliff, in his wisdom, decided that having seen me as a conference speaker somewhere in the world, that this will be a great show to bring the people that I meet from my world of conferencing so that you could meet them and understand what's really going on. Now, today's podcast is kind of a little bit different because it's not a speaker that I decided to bring you, but somebody behind the scenes. And just thinking about the world of business, because we often talk to thought leaders, people who are developing really cool stuff, that this is one of those programs because you're about to meet a man called Kevin Lewis, who's joining us on Skype, and he's got a company called thisismethisisme.com, which is just like, when I heard that, what was happening was that I'd spoken at a conference, one of my colleagues, Ryan Hogarth, who's also on cliffcentral.com now as well, I'm delighted to say, was having a chat with this man, Kevin Lewis, as it turned out, and I asked him for a business card, and in the course of the conversation, he gave it to me, and I went, wow, I heard what he's talking about, this is me. It's all about verification. So let's verify who he is and find out if he's really who he says he is. Joining us on Skype from a secret location somewhere in South Africa, Mr. Kevin Lewis. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Michael. Good to be here.
So, mate, tell me the story. This is Me. What the hell is that all about?
This is Me is a company that verifies identities online. So we essentially ask people to claim their identity and to share it with who they want to share it with. Identity fraud, as we know in the digital age, is huge at the moment, and there's huge losses in terms of identity fraud. So we deal with more of the major financial institutions, but there are various companies that we deal with who use our services for different aspects of their business. From the person's information, essentially, the question is, who does it belong to? And our view is your information belongs to you. And often when we deal with a lot of the big corporates, they're very protective about their clients' information.
Sure.
And our philosophy is it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the individual.
And I can understand in terms of verification and stuff like FICA, for example, you know, having just gone through that process where I've verified who I am to the financial services industry, as well as social media verification. I mean, you know, how do you know someone's who they say they are on Twitter? I've had colleagues who are speakers have their identities cloned. It happened to Graham Codrington, a very well-known speaker, just last week. Somebody impersonating him on Facebook, trying to lure his fans or followers or friends across. I mean, you know, we need verification. How do I know I'm talking to you, by the way?
Absolutely. Well, we've got a very, very interesting solution that can actually verify who you are without seeing you face to face.
Wow, okay.
So what we essentially do through our app, and our app is downloadable and free to all users, our model is we actually charge merchants for retrieving information rather than the individual. We would allow you to upload a copy of your ID, your passport, driver's license, proof of address, for example, This Is Me.
Yeah.
Onto your personal vault. That vault is secure, personal to you, and none of the information that goes into your vault will ever be shared with anyone.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. How do I know that's not going to happen?
Well, we're fully POPI compliant, and you know, the POPI Act is coming out very soon, where personal information will be protected. We already, our process are fully POPI compliant, so we will never share an individual's information without their consent.
Where did the idea come from, Kevin?
Well, the idea came from two of our founders, David Thomas and Jean Fermi. They actually built the program to verify social media accounts. The company is about 2.5 years old now. It's grown differently, obviously, as any startup does, differently to where, the way we thought it would be, would develop. But it's not mainly in the financial services space where we're finding probably the greatest need at the moment. And as you said earlier, you know, providing your proof of address and ID to banks, you could have a check account with Bank A, a credit card with Bank B, a cell phone contract with another provider. They're all looking for the same piece of information, copy of your ID, proof of address. You have to then get verified copies of all these documents. And what we do, you could use your cell phone, for example, to just to take a picture of those documents. We would scan to make sure those are original documents. Then we've proved that the documents are actually original. We, however, don't know that you are the person who provided the documents to us.
Right.
So what we do, we actually bring you onto our platform, and we use various checks to make sure that your ID and your address, for example, have been used in different applications, sort of financial transactions have been used together. We then also take the information, and we deposit some money into your bank account, in fact. We firstly verify your ID details against Home Affairs. Then we take and check that the bank account has been opened with the same ID document. Okay?
Yeah.
That gives us a relatively decent scenario in terms of saying that the person who has had a face-to-face interaction at the bank, the account was opened with the correct bank account. We then go and deposit 1 or 2 cents into that bank account.
Oh, is that all? I was getting excited for a minute.
Well, maybe a little bit later as the company grows, we'll deposit a bit more.
A rand, yeah.
Essentially, what we do is we deposit that money into the person's bank account with a unique reference number, and we ask the individual to access the bank account, which is generally via their online banking profile and their password, which is secure to them. And if they're able to access that bank account and play it back to us onto the This Is Me profile, then we basically give them different verification statuses. We will then verify that the ID that we have is a valid ID document, the bank account was opened with that same ID, and the person who we are dealing with has access to that bank account. So we use different levels and measures to make sure that we sort of close the loop to verify the information provided is correct, but also the person who provided the information is indeed who they say they are.
Are you not perhaps, though, a hacker's delight? People listening to this who are from the dark web, people listening to this now thinking, boy, if I can get into all their information, how do we know it's so secure?
Well, our information, as I said, we've got our security is top-grade security. We deal with all the major banks in South Africa. So they've obviously had a look at our systems and are comfortable with it. And every piece of information that we have is totally secure. We have not been hacked, and we do not intend to be hacked.
I gotta love the confidence within that as well. Is skepticism one of the biggest issues, though, that people are going, I just don't want to do that because I'm not sure it's safe?
Well, it's absolutely safe. As I said, we wouldn't have the big financial institutions dealing with us if they hadn't tested our systems. So from that aspect, we're pretty secure that the information is secure. We do store it in cloud. And, as I said, we have not been infiltrated yet.
Secret documentation stored in a secret bunker somewhere deep in the Nevada Mexican desert. I don't know. I mean, it intrigues me. The fact that you are, though, approved by all of the major financial services, and the fact that you can verify information through Home Affairs ought to put a lot of people's minds more positively set rather than negatively or skeptically set, I guess.
Absolutely. I think what most people are looking, and the majority of people actually are genuine. The amount of fraudsters out there, it's a small percentage. So everyone who is doing a genuine transaction wants to be verified, and they want to know that they are verified, and they're happy to verify themselves. They just want the process to be a lot easier. You know, instead of providing your ID and proof of address to 9 different institutions, where it could be done on your cell phone with a click of a button.
And as you say, 2.5 years into it now, not a crack, not a problem with it so far. Thinking about that, you know, you said that people can go in and log in their details free of charge. Are you finding more and more people now starting to do that, Kevin?
Absolutely. We're finding that people are comfortable to verify themselves because they've got nothing to hide. I think the biggest comfort to most of the people is that we will never share their information. I think that is was initially the big concern, is that I'm providing my information. Who are you going to share it with? We do not share the information with anyone without the user's consent.
And there are people who'd be happy to have that information shared, but the majority, as you say, would go, look, I've got to FICA myself, I've got to verify myself, I've got to get it done somehow. And rather than repeating the process 9 times, it's kind of a time saver, really, more than anything else, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's a time saver because a financial institution could come and say, right, I need to FICA you, which they, by law, have to do once a year. I need a copy of your ID and need a copy of your proof of address. We have, if the user has uploaded and we have verified that, we all we do is a request, say that Bank X is looking for these documents. May we share it with them? On their cell phone, they say, yes, you may share it. We share it. And that is their FICA process complete. And we've moved away from a paper-based process to a risk-based process. So we're verifying that the information that we're providing is accurate information and it's been provided by the right person.
And the fact that you say that most people are decent and genuine as well, I mean, it's one of the fundamentals of human development, that the only reason we can exist on this planet as relatively amicably as we do between ourselves is that 99.9 people out of 100 are absolutely kosher and down the line. They're people like you and me, right?
Correct. That is, and the stats show that, you know, 99% of people are, in fact, genuine. And because of the 1%, everyone's been given a whole list of rules to comply with to actually prevent the 1% from doing what they do.
So because of the 1%, in many ways, your business actually exists, because if people were all good and everything was fine, and then you'd just probably be convenience. But the fact that we've got to be verified by financial institutions and people that we want hire purchase from or credit cards from, or even when you're buying furniture on hire, whatever it is, people want to know who you really are, because they're going to lend you money or supply you a service or whatever the hell it may be. Are you finding that more and more companies, or merchants as you call them, are coming on board now to ask you to help make their process and their lives easier?
Absolutely. You know, it varies from, for example, dating sites. Do you know who you're meeting with? We're able to verify the person who's registered on their dating site, for example. So when you do meet with a person, there's some level of security. We deal with online businesses who never, ever see their clients. The clients register online. And obviously, before they allow the person onto their platform, they want to know who's coming in. We can verify that at registration time. So lots of businesses are coming on board for various reasons. And just about a week ago, we've had a company come on board. People who are unbanked, for example, informal traders, they are actually trying to verify people who don't have proper bank accounts but actually trade with vegetables, in various ways, different stuff that they trade with. And we're able to try and verify them as far as possible and use that status to say, right, the person that you are dealing with is actually genuine and you may trade with them. And we're also busy with a juristics project where, for one of the major banks at the moment, where we're building very similarly to what we've built for individuals, but for businesses. So when two businesses want to transact, they can actually verify one another to make sure that the business that they're dealing with is genuine, because, you know, a big business transaction can sink a company.
Without a shadow of doubt. Now, obviously, South African-born, and proudly so in terms of the technology. What plans, if any, do you have for going offshore with us?
Well, we'll be going to Australia and New Zealand early next year. That's on the cards. We're looking at one or two countries in Africa as well. Some of the financial institutions have asked us to where they have presence, if we can actually take our product there. We're probably looking at Europe as well, maybe the Middle East, and maybe United States as well. So those are sort of longer-term plans, or maybe not so long.
Wow. I mean, I love the thought of it, and I love the advent of the technology. I mean, it's hard enough to do the bloody things that we have to do. Here's a technology making it simple. So if you are a little skeptical, go and take a look at the website. Go and have a look at thisisme.com. That's the best place to begin your journey with this organization. Kevin, time is against us, so I've got to thank you for being on. You've certainly made me think. Straight after the show, I'm going to go and log on and do my own verification, I think, because it's hard enough proving I'm Michael Jackson to everybody else as well. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for talking to us. Good luck with whatever you're developing.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So that was Kevin Lewis. ThisIsMe.com. And this is me, the other Michael Jackson, saying thanks for being with us. And we'll be with you again soon on TheRealCliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.